Hello there, this is Simon Smedley from the Oldham Chronicle with the latest of my music features, and I've been very kindly invited up to the Shore 5 rehearsal rooms up at Royton today to meet all four members of a cracking band called OK Broken. They've been going quite a number of years, had an EP out already and a few singles, played tons and tons of gigs, plenty of support for the lads, and they've even got a film just released, which I'll let them explain about a little later on. But firstly, because this is the first time I've met OK Broken, we'll just find out a little bit more about them. They're obviously an Oldham band, Chadderton Royton sort of based. Gaz is the vocal stroke guitarist. Just give us an idea, Gaz, of how long OK Broken have been going. How did it start?
Well, it's a bit of a long story, really.
Try not to make it too long.
Yeah, no. I was invited to be in a band called Carry Wave years ago, and through whatever, the singer left, I took the mantle of being a singer in the band, and then a couple of those members left, so I brought Dave in on guitar, okay, and Phil in on bass,
right,
under the name OK Broken. That was probably about 4 years ago,
right, okay.
And then so obviously we played around with our old drummer for a while, and he decided to leave, and Dave knew Adam from the Tides and Manana's days. About 3 years ago, we got Adam in the band, and became this outfit.
Right, great stuff. So, Adam, what was the sort of first gig that you played with the lads?
First gig was Go-Go Club in Oldham above the...
Yeah,
well, I'm getting nods battle here from Phil.
It was Whittle's Battle of the Band, wasn't it?
Oh, no, with you,
my,
yeah.
My first gig.
Right.
Sorry, I did go see these before I joined. Right. They were in a band competition, Whittle's, but my first gig was at the Go-Go Club for Greg Rainey above... it's at the Royal Oak.
Yeah,
Oak,
Bottom Union Street. Yeah.
Right, okay. So, Dave, how many sort of gigs are we up to now, roughly,
altogether,
for OK Broken, would you say?
It's got to be, at least 50. Right. Probably closer to like 75, I'd say.
And how's the sort of reaction been up to now? Obviously, you know, you've been going that amount of time. And
I think it's just steadily been getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah,
From the start, it was just a few people, and now we've got a real big catalogue of songs, especially with this video, which we'll be explaining
in a minute.
It's really starting to get a bit of a buzz.
Yeah, good. So, Phil, what about highlights of OK Broken gigs? Is there one that stands out so far, mate?
We had one just here at Shore 5.
Right.
We put it on ourselves. We like to do a few different things, don't we, when we're gigging, and have a few surprises for people, like... And we got a trumpet player in to do an intro, but like hidden him,
I see,
in the gig, so no one knew where he was. He was up above us. When he started playing, we were all on stage, and everyone was like looking up at him, weren't they? And then he did like a short intro. They're all shocked, and then we kicked in, and everyone just spun back round and watched us, and everyone cheered, didn't they?
Yeah,
so we like to put
a show on, don't we?
A boring gig that everyone else does. We like to give them some watching.
We're at a point now where we can be selective. We're making money or anything like that. We're into literally show people what OK Broken are about.
And do less gigs, but better quality ones.
Very good. Excellent. Well, that's great. I've listened to some of your stuff and been very impressed, Gaz. Recordings-wise, you've had an EP out. I'm not sure when it was exactly. Debts and Dear Do's.
Yeah.
So was that
that
was you pleased with it?
No, not really. When everybody sort of left the band, it was just me and the old drummer left, but we'd already booked the studio time.
Oh, I see, right.
It was actually called Debts and Dear Do's because the old members left because they were in debt and they couldn't afford equipment, and they couldn't afford to come to rehearsal, so I thought I'd have a bit of a stab at that. But literally, it's just me and the old drummer, so I did all the bass and the guitar on it and stuff like that, but it was recorded for 100 quid in the attic of some dingy place in Trafford. So.
But there's been singles since, Adam, hasn't there?
Yeah.
Two doubles, I think, hasn't there?
Yeah, well, I'll say the most recent one have been that we released with Mass Confusion, and before that, Sirens, there are most, two, Waiting in Line as well, those are the three most recent off our new EP.
Yeah.
With one left to go on that.
How's the sort of response been to those? Was you kind of pleased with how those?
Yeah, great. I think, you know, as long as I've been recording, you always keep pushing yourself to do that a little bit more, and not just yourself, for it all to sound like, you know, a good piece of music. So I think for me personally, I think, you know, it's my best. I've seen progression every time, and it's nice. Yeah. I feel like that's my best work so far. Yeah. I think, you know,
I think we'd all kind of say that, wouldn't we? That the songs are getting stronger. The writing of the songs.
Well, I suppose it's bound to come as you get tighter. And like say,
we got more comfortable in the studio as well. Didn't we? The more we went in, it was. Yeah. We spent a week in there, didn't we? Rather than a weekend this time. Give us time to make sure everything was produced right and everything sounded perfect. So
we use the same studio generally every time.
And which one's that?
It's in Whitworth. Studio,
Pete Troughton. Right,
okay. It's quite funny actually mentioning progression and stuff, because we actually did a double EP before this most recent one that had a song called Dying Soul on it, but also a song called Waiting in Line. And we went back in and re-recorded it this time round. And if you listen to the two completely different versions, but it just shows how we've progressed.
Yeah, I see.
And we got harmonica on it and stuff like that. Yeah, it was a bit slower paced. But it's definitely the progression is something that's important to us when we're getting the senior.
Brilliant. Is there any plans to go in anytime soon? Or
nothing definite. I mean, we've got the songs there, and we're always writing and stuff, but it's just finding the time and the money at the moment. But
be nice to get in this year.
Yeah, it would be. We've still got a track to release, which we're going to cut bits of the film up and make it into a music video and release that, and then get some paid gigs and get in the senior.
Good. Adam, tell us about about your film appearance.
Oh, well, this weekend was our film premiere of
it. It's called Definitely OK, and it's a 17-minute short film.
Is it Differently OK?
Differently OK.
Differently OK. Sorry about that. Differently OK, sorry, yeah. And it's a 17-minute short film with a cracking little storyline in it. I won't give it away for the listeners. Have a look at it on YouTube. I advise you to do that. But just give us an idea of how it came about, Adam.
Friend of a friend over Facebook. So we got in touch. She was looking for a band to be involved in a film. It's for
what's she called?
It's Sherelle McCower.
Right.
She's just finished her degree. I think it was at Television and Media.
Film and Television and Media.
So for her final project, she has to produce a film. Something that she was you know interested in. And she sort of picked Manchester and the music scene from, say, like the 80s and like early 90s. And, you know, it's a little bit of a take on that. Yeah. So, like I say, I won't give too much of it away. So,
because, you are the stars of this video. I'll make that quite clear. And, you know, and you're in it from start to finish. And, you know, it's quite unusual.
Yeah, I don't know any band, unsigned band anyway, that's had a film that they get to star in. And we're not... You know, we're not actors, but we have a good go at it, especially Gaz.
He's
the main star of it. Yeah.
Obviously, there'll be the short videos of individual tracks. Like, I know the Grammatones do that quite a lot, but to have a full story, and obviously it's only just been released, so you won't have had much of a reaction, I guess.
But there's been a big sort of reaction to it by the number of people who've seen it and
all other gigs in town. We've been getting it filtered down, sort of thing. All people have been talking about is last Saturday's gig before it, on the run up to it, and there you go in. And
you had again for the listeners, you had a big launch night at the Miners Club in Moston last weekend. Obviously, this won't go out for a couple of weeks, but you had this launch night, and was it packed out? I think
it was absolutely packed to the rafters.
Yeah,
people that we didn't even know were coming, like other promoters, other bands came. We only had one photographer, and like three photographers turned up who were all top photographers, and people were all coming just to see what the fuss was about, from what we've heard, and seemed to have a good outcome, didn't it?
So presumably you did a full set, did you?
We did. We had some support acts. Black Shaw, who rehearsed at Show 5, Jess Kemp, who's everywhere at the moment, dead busy, and New Summer Electric. And then once they'd all finished their sets, everyone sort of got up, didn't they, and off their own accord rushed over to the cinema to get their own seat, and then watched the film, come back in, and we did a full set, smashed it out.